Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Now the nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Hello. Hello, everybody. No. Welcome to your Friday edition of the Rush Hour. It may be loose, this show. It may be very loose because we've had a lot on. But a breaking news, a bombshell where within the Australian cricket camp. And we'll talk very shortly about Australian cricket captain Tim Payne has announced he's stepping down effective immediately, Greg Blewett. And we're going to get into you about what the hell has happened regarding a text message which was sent 4 years ago.
Yep.
So we'll cover that. We've got Alex Porter, the former the Olympic superstar.
Olympic.
Olympic superstar. G'day, Alex, for work experience. How you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm good.
There's a boy.
I thought that was Alex Carey.
Oh, shit, there's a mic there. Get that. G's back. G'day, G.
G'day. How are you? Well done.
And we've got plenty to get through. And we had a wonderful day today at Grange playing golf.
We did.
With some beautiful people. And we'll address that, okay, Bern?
Yeah, we will.
Scorecards to me have been, I reckon, been tampered with.
No, they have not.
Donald Trump losing the election in the USA.
Nothing to see here. Trust me.
Trust
me. I've seen some of the best golf I've
Gregory,
seen for a while today.
You played?
Though. I played.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jazz.
Thank you,
I'm
Greg.
Shattered.
Oh,
I'm absolutely shattered.
You reckon
shattered.
I cheated?
No, save it.
No, you reckon I cheated. You say it right now, Jazz.
What are you going to do to say you cheated?
You're saying something about Donald Trump.
Shit. No.
Now, we got Carly Veard on.
Yeah.
Because we play Perth tomorrow night, Adelaide United. So we've got lots to get through.
I don't care about anything about this show.
We've got a straight
you called me a cheat, and if you call me a cheat again.
A bombshell within the Australian cricket side happened in the last 4 or 5 hours.
Huge news.
We need to address it with our cricket man, Gregory Blewett.
All right.
45 tests for Australia.
46.
And Emma G is on date night tonight, so we'll look after her as well.
Is November finished?
You're November's
over.
On a date.
Hang on, you just said you're on a date tonight.
Not with a boy. I'm just having a girlfriend's catch up.
Did he say
I'm doing No Nut November?
Did he say I cheated?
You didn't.
If
no,
he
I
says,
didn't.
You're
I
accusing
said
me of cheating.
Cards.
No.
I said scorecards.
What happened to him?
Were maybe tampered with.
Well, that's cheating.
No, it's not.
You're accusing me of cheating.
Greg, and this did I say he was cheating?
Well,
yes,
it
you
infers
did.
That.
You did.
Yes.
Shut your mouth.
Every now and then you get some news that just smacks you in the face and it just sort of comes out of the blue. And that happened this afternoon, didn't it, with Australian Test captain announcing that he was stepping down effective immediately. Now, there was some text messages that were exchanged in 2017, which have now been made public.
4 years ago.
4 years ago, which was before he was Australian captain, but nevertheless, I'm sure it was extremely embarrassing at the time. It was addressed with his family at the time, but it's become public now. And, it's huge news, Jars. Absolutely
it's a
huge, Bernie.
Within the Australian, Ashes
and
series,
less than 3 weeks till the Ashes series kicks off. So,
wow.
Very interested to know why it happened in 2017, why is it coming out now?
On the eve of the Ashes series, that's targeted. Mm. Someone's held their powder.
Tim Payne, in a press conference about 2 hours ago, talked about his actions.
On reflection, my actions in 2017 do not meet the standard of an Australian cricket captain or the wider community. I'm deeply sorry for the hurt and pain that I've caused to my wife, my family and to the other party. I'm sorry for any damage that this does to the reputation of our sport, and I believe that it is the right decision for me to stand down as captain, effective immediately.
So there you go. So from what I believe is happening, Bernie, is that he's resigned from the captaincy, but he's still available for selection. But I honestly can't see how he's going to stay in the side.
He only plays if he's captain.
Yeah.
And if he's not captain, he's gone, which creates opportunity for Alex Carey. Inglis is knocking down the door too. But I get a bit, I don't condone anything he's done. Like, he should not be saying some of the things we've read that apparently or allegedly he said and the pictures he sent. But why does it take 4 years on the eve of the Ashes to bring something out like this? He wasn't even in the Australian team at the time.
Right.
He was thinking of retiring from cricket from what we've, can with the timeline lines up correctly. And for someone to bring out this, if it was such a problem, surely you deal with it at the time, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I don't.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Just, and no, he's got a wife and kids and everything. Mm. He shouldn't be doing what he was doing. But I just feel like they've waited for his career to sort of half take off and, you know, Australian captain and then come out and drop this. I don't know about
it. Here he is about his regret.
Although exonerated, I deeply regretted this incident at the time and still do today. I spoke to my wife and family at the time and am enormously grateful for their forgiveness and support.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what I said earlier, was that it was obviously addressed at some stage after 2017, and whether he thought that that was then, it was done, it was right, move on, I've made a huge mistake, and he's, you know, sounds like he's made amends with his family and they've forgiven him in a certain aspect.
Yeah.
But now it's made public, it makes it, it just brings it all to the fore again. So it affects his, obviously affects his career, but it affects his career after cricket as well. He's nearing the end if this isn't the end. So
who brings this out? Who is it?
That's where the story's going to go to now.
Is it the female involved? Is it, because it seems like they dealt with it. I know we don't know, but what I want to know now is, is it the actual female that is involved in
the
text message?
Was she an employee in Tasmanian cricket?
Well, that's the word I'm hearing, yes.
Okay.
Or is someone got word of it and thought, oh, this is great, let's bring this out, make it public, put it in the public domain.
Yeah.
On the eve of the Ashes.
Yeah, that's the
I think that's what's happened.
That's the first thing that came to me. You was the English press? Tabloid press.
Who are
unbelievable.
Vermin.
There's been stitch up after stitch up. And I just felt like that was where my head went straight away. Whether that's happened or not, but I've
Which is unfair.
I've got some feelers out there at the moment to try and work out.
Here's Tim Payne talking about he loved his role and he was very emotional in the press conference.
I've loved my role as captain of the Australian cricket team, and it's been the greatest privilege of my sporting life to lead the Australian men's test team.
Yeah, and so highly emotional.
Did you see him in the press conference? I was watching it live at Grange, and, well, he was sort of starting to get in. It was just about at that time when he was talking about his role and how much it meant to him, and then he just took off. He actually jogged out of the press conference.
Halfway through the...
Well, I don't know how far through he was, but he certainly wasn't finished. There was no closure to the... He really, I think he sensed that he was about to get really emotional and thought, you know what? Maybe thought about Steve Smith when he did his. He got really emotional and stood there and just copped it for ages. Maybe thought, well, I'm out. And he just jogged off. And the cameras actually followed him behind a closed door and that was it. So bizarre scenes, but a bit unfair, I feel.
Now, who replaces Tim Payne as the Australian captain? Can I ask you that question first?
Yeah, there's a few names going around. Marnus Labuschagne would be a half-decent appointment, I would think. There's a lot of chat about Pat Cummins, all right? So I think people forget, I mean, they talk about why fast bowlers aren't captains, and they've already spoken about this summer that they can't do what they did last summer and not rotate their best three bowlers. Now, Pat Cummins cannot probably play. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it hurt the Australian cricket team last season when they didn't rotate out of the last two test matches. Now, do you want your Australian test captain to be going in and out of the test side?
No,
it's too disruptive. So for me, that just puts a line through Pat Cummins. So for me, I've said it for a long time now. I just go back to Stephen Smith. And I know that divides opinion, but I just think he wasn't. I mean, we can go back to South Africa, but his role was very, very small in that, but he took the fall for the team. And I think, you know, obviously everyone has learnt from that, and I believe that he'd be a lot better captain than what he was then.
That's an important point. His partner was very minor, considering what was going on.
He suspected that something was going on. Yeah. He didn't know what was going on.
Yep.
He suspected.
We've got to remember
that. But that's where he put his hand up and said, you know what? I suspected something I didn't do, didn't address it at the time.
And he took a big hit. It feels like emotionally we feel like he was a massive part of that. Mm. Like he almost did it.
Mm.
That's how I feel about that situation. We've got to remember that's the role he played. He didn't do too much wrong, to be honest. And Darren Lehman took a big hit as well at the time. Oof, I think you're right, Blue. I reckon he's the man.
I think you absolutely agree with everything you said. And then the second question, who replaces Tim Payne as the wicketkeeper for the Australian cricket side?
Oh, I just think Alex Carey, 30 years of age, is the man right now.
Good.
And especially in regards to what's just happened.
Okay.
You need a bit of experience in and out just
and
to
he's a much-loved figure in the public.
Oh, he's very popular. He's a tough man.
He's tough. We love
he's
him.
He's an exciting cricketer. Yeah. Now's the time.
Okay, good stuff.
And best of all, he's South Australian.
Yep. Well, there's more to come in the next 24, 48 hours, family. So watch this space. But Tim Payne has announced he is stepping down effective immediately as the Australian cricket captain due to, well, text messages exchanging about 2017 between him and a female staff, allegedly at the Tasmanian cricket facility.
Bernie, Bluey and Jars have just stepped in from a day at Grange Golf Club, and that's where they'll be next week taking on Rue and Dits. Only one team can win, though. We're calling out for you to be there. To win, you've just got to enter at triplem.com.au. It's all thanks to the Grange Golf Club, one of Australia's premier sporting venues, home to championship golf courses, a five-star gym, superb bistro, and versatile function spaces to cater for any event.
Well done, G. Good energy.
Yes. That was good G.
Well done. That's good.
A lot of big
Tomo
words
stuffed
in there.
It up yesterday, but well done.
It's a lot to say. How was it down there?
Oh, a good day.
Great day.
No, now, we'll just paint the picture. Our sales team do a wonderful job.
Oh.
So they wanted to, hang on, before I start, before I just got to paint the picture to
wonderful
the family.
Wonderful's a big, that's a,
so our,
I wouldn't have used that.
Alex Holbrook, who's one of our reps, who does a terrific job
Nails.
Called Nails, organised and said, can we invite the three of us, plus my brother Darren Robert Jarman, Rhett Biglands, the Biggles, to come and play with some clients that have been wonderful to Triple M.
Yes.
Right. To thank them for their support.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, we're in. We're in. And we got the great Greg Blewett to lurk down at Grange because he left his little home down there at...
Don't say it.
Anyway, so we're splitting the teams, four teams. I had a team. Greg had a team. You had a team.
Yeah.
My brother had a team, I think. Anyway.
Sort
so we had buggies. It was a beautiful day to play golf at Grange.
It was.
All right. So we played on the
east.
East course.
Yes.
So you then now paint the picture about what happened because we're in buggies. So I had Steve Knowles, Kevin Beswick, and the great Duncan Fosdyke as my teammates.
Mm, yes.
And
very
we
good.
Had a great day. Yeah. But something happened.
There's not. There's not too much else to say because there was very poor organisation.
Oh, no.
Very poor.
Well,
I didn't even know the rules when we teed off. Well, I knew it was Ambrose.
You're
that's
targeting
about it.
The sales team here.
Exactly.
Triple M
every
sales
one
team.
Of them that was there today.
No, we got an email
mainly
about
nails.
A week ago.
We got an
I don't
email.
Check emails. I told them that. So I'm a verbal man. So I need to know verbally.
We teed off at 9 o'clock.
That's all on you.
We finished at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Did we? Oh, was it?
No, well, later.
Early. Later. Did we consume any water or food on the course?
Well, considering
here
I was... trying to find water. There was no water.
No.
There's one tea shot where there's water.
Yeah.
I wasn't thirsty at that stage, but I was looking for that tea block again because we were wringing out like our sweat out of my shirt
to drink.
Underneath. Yeah,
because,
that was like I was looking, check to see if our golf buggy had a radiator stage. I was going to drink coolant.
We were starving out.
We got a bottle of water, though, before
one bottle of
we
water.
Teed off.
I didn't get that.
That's all you need.
If you're an extremely fit athlete, that's all you need. This tired sales team here ought to be ashamed of themselves.
No, but...
they did not look after us at all.
There
and our
was
clients.
Nothing.
No beer. My brother, I promised my brother, I rang Darren Jarman.
Yeah.
DJ, can you play golf with us this Friday?
And he's a simple man. He doesn't need much.
He said, yep. And I said, there's buggies involved.
Yes.
And there's some good people. Yep, done. I said, he said, will there be beer in the buggy? I
that's
said,
all he needs.
Absolutely
six pack.
Fun. Absolutely. He said, more than that. He walked up. I saw him on the fifth hole. This golf shit, I'm leaving. He stayed for 9 holes and took off.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. No
why?
Food. There's no
beer.
Water. No beer.
No beer.
No nothing.
No beer
there
at 9 o'clock for FUD.
Oh, I
you
saw
know what?
FUD. He
you
looked like
what?
A koala who's climbing a tree to get a bit of eucalyptus. He was up there chewing on a bit of eucalyptus
this
leaf.
This sounds like a couple of really spoiled ex-footballers.
Shut up.
You know what? When
exactly
you get halfway round,
no!
9 holes, half of 18 is 9. The 9th hole is very, very close to the pro shop that sells things. Or you could go upstairs and get yourself a sandwich.
You've got to tee off. You've got to keep things moving, Blue. He offered Nails was in my group. Yeah. And he said, would you like something to eat? I said, yes.
Yeah.
Nothing turned
all
up.
About Nails.
I said yes.
Flog.
No, nothing.
There should have been a marquee set up at every third hole.
Yeah, you know, we played in the golf day for a fundraiser a while back. What was there?
We got smothered.
Food. beer,
yeah, beer,
water,
massage,
too much,
the whole lot.
Yeah, you got a neck rub every third hole.
You reckon
I thought
that's
we
not
were very would, well looked after. We got some water.
Who did you play with?
God, you talk.
I played with Adrian Lees, who is with AGL and Sun Crane High. Now, he got off to a dodgy start because he what rocked happens? Up in jeans.
Yeah.
Nah, not saw him.
Surprise.
He's the first bloke I met.
He's the first.
I thought he must have been there to change a tyre or something.
He had to go into the pro shop and buy some.
Well, which I and think who he, else you play with?
Which I think he put on the Triple M account. Benny Cox, who's going to be involved with our show next year.
Good boy, Benny.
Not a bad golfer. And Maddie from Sales. Now,
Maddie?
Maddie.
Oh, no, he's as bad
he's
as
a
no.
wonderful
no,
guy.
He couldn't organise a raffle.
I'll tell you what, not a great golfer. Not a great golfer. So I had to pull some extra.
And what about you?
That's what I heard Jarz's teammates were saying about him.
Didn't. I had a great team.
And you didn't wear Kevin jeans, Beswick, which is a positive thing.
Well, who do you have in your elite group?
I had Biggles, Nike, Rundle Street, Rundle Mall.
What about his shirt?
Yeah. Very bright.
Who else?
I had Peter Altman.
Beautiful.
Who from, well, they're a big sponsor of mine, and I'm an ambassador down there. Ranella Mazda. Yeah. So they're good friends of mine. Jazz, you were a bit upset
good
about that.
Good friend of mine. I've known Pete since I was 18 years old. I'm scrotum lips.
Pete was telling me about you. Pete was telling
me. He was, did he?
It's scrotum lips, am I?
That's what I called him, scrotum.
Oh, no, I thought you were calling me scrotum lips. I was thinking,
and who
why?
Else did you play with?
Well, Nails. And Nails, that's a loose nickname. Nails. Nails. Yeah. I've seen harder things come out of a margarine container than nails.
So
where does nails come from?
So have I.
Yeah.
Poorly organised.
Is he
and
built
this will
like
be addressed to
he's
Triple M management.
Like a pencil.
Who's their bosses out there? Is
I
it
don't
Roberto?
Know.
Roberto?
Yeah, well, he needs to have a
well,
look
I
at himself.
I want those three. They're I want BC. Those three sacked as sales reps.
Gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
All right. How dare they do that?
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. And even after, there was the presentation. We had to say, are you going to present? Are you going to welcome us in? Are you going to introduce? What's
I
going on here?
I had a water bottle from another chap, Buggy. He didn't see me because I was that thirsty.
I tell you what you didn't do.
What's that?
Well, you didn't get all your food in your mouth. You still got gravy down your shirt. And didn't see it.
And
Charles, tell everyone not to tell
not a bad result either. Fourth you came.
Yeah.
Out of four. Out of four.
Top four's normally pretty good. Yes, there's only four.
What do you love for, Alex?
Honestly, you guys, I'm sure Grange Golf Club can't wait to have you back.
So you either come fourth or last, whatever you want to take.
Someone
I'd take fourth.
With the card. Boys, got him back for the start of the A-League season, which is tomorrow night. But our boys, Adelaide United, and look, pay up. Go and get a membership and support our boys under this wonderful coach of ours.
Yes.
I haven't spoken to him for a while. I haven't seen him down the beach for a period of time. Yeah. But a bit nervous, but Carly Veit joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, young man.
Good afternoon, Jazz.
Where in the hell have you been? I had a bottle of red. I had my dogs ready for you. I had some hot chips on the front of the house, balcony. Where in the hell have you been?
I thought you lost my number. You haven't called me for ages.
Oh, you know why? Geez, you drop off quick.
Because it's not soccer season.
Yeah. No,
now
it's
they
not,
start up again. You're
We've
conditional.
Been buddies for years.
You're seasonal.
Now it's Alex Carey.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Have I dumped off Alex? Have I?
Well, dumped off.
He's dumped off of you.
Young man, obviously, we're glad we've got to round one. It's been a long pre-season, and we take on Perth Glory over in Perth. Are we ready to go, and we'll be at full strength?
Yeah, we'll be at full strength, ready to go. As you say, it's been 17 weeks pre-season, the longest pre-season I've ever done. But full credit to the boys. Their focus has been tremendous. And, yeah, the boys are roaring to go on Saturday night.
You conceded the highest amount of goals in teams of the top six. Has defence been a focus pre-season?
It certainly has been. You've obviously been in my coach's room and seen my whiteboard, what's written on the whiteboard.
I was hiding in there.
Look, we've spent a lot of time in the pre-season working at defensive structure because it's just not the defenders, it's the whole team.
Yeah.
So we've really focused on that this pre-season, and you know, I believe we've added some real good quality defenders into the team as well, and Nick Ansell and Jacob Tratt. So I think we'll definitely see an improvement in that area.
We've got a good rivalry, haven't we, with Perth Glory? Got some good results, but it's a hard game first up, of course, going to Perth. What about they've signed also ex Liverpool star Daniel Sturridge? Have you heard how he's travelling?
I think he's been out of quarantine now for just over a week, and I think he will just getting used to the weather in Perth and that. So I I think he might play a small part in the game. I can't see them starting him. It's too much of a risk to risk such an important player like that for them to start him, because it is different here. Football in Australia is different. The grounds are a little bit harder than what he would be used to. But it's exciting for the league to have someone with such quality and such pedigree coming and playing in the A-League.
Carl, you had some big names depart the club. Tommy Urich, Ryan Strain, Jordan Elsey, who I'm still filthy with for leaving, Hassan Touré. obviously, these guys, they leave big voids. Who's been filling their shoes?
Yeah, so I said we brought Nick Ansell in for Jordan Elsey, and Javier Lopez was here last year with us, you know, the Spanish guy that's a tremendous player, and he'll just change from the left side to the right side. So I think we're, you know, as I said, I think we've improved defensively. Tommy's a huge loss, but it gives the opportunity for a young Cassini. You know, I've given him the responsibility to lead the line for us this year, and we saw glimpses of the quality that he had last year, and I'm really excited for him to go on to great things this season.
I was going to ask you about him, and he's saying that he's fitter, stronger than last year. He's a big boy. What's his aerial work like?
Yeah, look, for someone that's so big, you'd want it to be a little bit better than what it is. His strength and his power is, you know, very hard to contain. So, you know, we have to play to his strengths. And even for a big man, his strength is the ball into his feet.
Carly, what about Stephen Mork, our captain? Will he play this weekend, or is he still coming back from those injuries?
Yeah, Stephen is fully fit. So, as I said, our whole squad is pretty much at full capacity. So, yeah, Stephen will definitely be starting in the first game.
Speaking of Steph Mork, a bit of a concern the other day. We saw him laying down Carly. The beach on a towel.
Yeah.
This is your captain, remember?
Carly.
Your captain. I'm not sure whether he can be captain again. Laying on the beach, sunbathing in budgie smugglers with his budgie smugglers pulled up his butt crack to get more sun.
Reading a book.
Reading a book with a candle
laying
on.
A towel.
That's Stephen. He's normally down there really early in the morning, and he does his breathing and running in the cold water and stuff. So yeah, he looks after his body very much.
I think we need to reassess the leadership.
I couldn't
roles
believe
down
it.
There.
I said, "Does Carly know you're here?" No, don't tell him, Jazz. I won't.
Well, he does now.
He does.
And he said for you not to blab either, and you just come straight on radio and tell
our bloody
city.
Captain of our national side. Carly, this is going to be an exciting year. 16th season of the A-League. It started in 2005. Do you think the standard is going to improve another 15-20% after the 17 weeks off?
Yeah, look, I think we've got to be careful, and you know, everyone compares the A-League to the Premier League, and there's no comparison.
No.
No league compares to the Premier League.
No.
But what people seem to forget is the quality of the A-League. I saw a stat the other day that, you know, of teams that play football, you know, of all the leagues, Australia, the A-League was number two.
Right.
They played more football than other leagues.
So
they're always trying to play football, where other leagues are a little bit more direct. So we play a very good brand of football in Australia.
Excellent.
And I think it's about, you know, people just need to take away the English Premier League, because you can't compare to that.
No.
But other than that, you know, our league is just as good as any other league in the world.
Excellent. And everything's opening up, of course, so it should be more enjoyable, shouldn't it, this season?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I think, you know, we showed some really exciting young players last season, and we'll again this season. We've got some really good, exciting young players that are going to come in this season as well. So, you know, our fans should get out there and see these young talents before they disappear overseas.
Mate, we take on Perth on Saturday night. I'm going to be on the couch with some frothies. I can't wait. You'll get a text message when we win. I'm going to text Stephen Mork. I'm going to be I'm going to text everyone on the side if we get up, all right? Yes,
all right.
Yes,
all right.
The whole lot.
Not a problem.
All right? Will you return my calls or not?
Will do. If you call me, I'll always return.
Yeah.
If they win, he'll return them.
Mate, all the best. Can't wait to see the season get underway. And thanks for your time, buddy.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
There
good luck,
he is,
Carl.
Adelaide United coach, manager, Carly Veard. He's up and about. We're up and about.
We need to fill Highmark Stadium too.
Well, we do, because it's one of the best atmospheres down there.
It's so good. And
all right.
It just lifts everyone when it's
full.
Come
on, let's buy a membership.
What are you doing with your hands?
I don't know. I'm just getting excited.
Doing the YMCA.
We're going to get to a game?
Absolutely.
All right.
Make sure you double jab.
I can't remember the last time.
I'll double jab your chin.
Now, I want to just straighten up a little bit here. The dumbass SA Health and the government making the decision to have 35,000 people for the second test day night in Adelaide Oval.
Why?
Everyone's been told you've got to be double vaxxed, boosted, the whole lot before you can get into the venue. So why don't we have 53,000 capacity in an Ashes test series at Adelaide Oval? We've been starved of good cricket, yet that the Dan Andrews government, and he's getting whacked to the inch of his life, go, well, full capacity, 100 plus thousand to their third test match.
Yeah, but don't forget SCG, Gabba.
Yeah.
And if it goes to Perth, they're 100% capacity 100%. As well. So
why the only hell are we bloody 65% Adelaide Oval? Everyone's done the right thing. You've got to wear a mask. You've got to be double jabbed. The whole lot.
Yep.
QR code. So why? Why is this dumbass SA Health and the government going, let's just get 35,000 people in there?
I feel like they've just plucked
a
number.
Terrible decision.
They've plucked a number and thought, well, let's just run with that. Why? I want to know the science behind the decision. They haven't come out and said anything.
Well,
that 35,000 is going to make a difference because have you seen them line up out the front? It doesn't matter if there's 20,000 or 40,000. They all line up and migrate and bloody dry root each other out the front anyway. So what's the point in only having, 15,000 less? It doesn't matter. Everyone goes for a drink. They line up. No one separates in the lines. They're all congregating around the food and the drinks. And I just find it, I feel like they've just plucked a number. I'm with you, Jars. I want to hear
why. Where's the fair income leadership in South Australia?
What's the difference?
The other thing is mandatory masks have to be worn as well. If you're not drinking or eating, if you're just sitting there watching the cricket, you have to wear a mask. Now that's not the same as other venues as well. But Jars, a lot of other people would say, us as a state have handled this very, very well. So why not trust the authorities? If they think 35,000, then let's stick to it. But Greg, I'm with you guys.
You're double vaxxed, so you're protected to go. Everyone's going to be double vaxxed inside the stadium at Adelaide Oval.
You can still carry it if you're double vaxxed.
You're outdoors. You're outdoors, for Christ's sake. Yep. And you're going to be wearing a mask. So what does the science say? Only 35,000.
That's your question.
Yeah, I just don't understand it.
But Perth have handled it well.
Families who can't take kids under 16 because they're not vaccinated, they're going to miss out.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's...
So, honestly...
Hang on, can you repeat that? What was that?
Well, families won't be able to take their kids to the Adelaide Oval under 16 because they're not vaccinated.
I'm not sure if that's true.
Well, what do you mean it's not true?
There's no safe vaccine for under 16s yet, I don't think, is there?
I think it's 12 under
12. Still.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, Jazz.
Why do they make these decisions? There's a backlash. There's a massive backlash. And the Adelaide Oval members, they're filthy. They're fed up.
People just want to go and watch their
sport. If you're double vaxxed and you've got to wear a mask, open the damn thing up to 55,000 capacity. That's just my beef.
But the other thing I heard yesterday, Jazz, was that will stay in place for the whole summer. 35,000. When we get ODIs later on in the summer or Big Bash games January, it's still going to be 35.
I'm not going.
But please, Greg, that's not true. Is that what you're hearing?
That's what I heard.
That they're going to keep it at 65% capacity and everyone's doing all the right things to get their bloody injections or whatever they're doing and they're still Nicola and Grant Stevens and...
I want to know the science.
Stevie Marshall.
Why? If they come in, they haven't said why. They just feel like they've just gone, you know what, we'll go at 65%. We'll go 35,000. I don't know why.
And what did we shut down today? Yesterday, G, what did we shut down? Another great event, a very community event, being shut down for the second consecutive year.
I know other venues have been following Adelaide Oval.
We got told yesterday on the news.
AFL Grand Final last year.
No, it's been shut down for the second consecutive year. But why?
What is the
event? We're talking about an event.
You don't know. Yes, I do.
Isn't it?
Our news. Where's our bloody news? Sophie.
It's Sophia.
Sophia.
Sophia. This is live.
We're going to put her on the spot.
Yes, you're on the show.
What's happened?
Welcome. You do a great job. We love your news reading.
Yes.
Now, what did
you call it?
Shut down for the second consecutive year in South Australia, the community event.
You put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. Jars
reckons he was in the news yesterday.
There's nothing.
You've put Emma on the spot.
Not the tour down under, not the V8s. What was the one yesterday?
The Christmas pageant.
Not the Christmas
pageant. No, that's just been.
Over, you chunkhead.
The Christmas carols.
The Christmas carols.
Yeah.
What,
it was the carols. I heard that too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the Christmas carols.
Do you agree with that or not?
Well, they're going virtually because of COVID.
Yeah, but you're double vaxxed.
Well.
Stop yelling at her. It's not her fault. That's not Nicholas Ferrier.
You scared
me. No hugging. He's got gravy on there in the front of him. Now you've got gravy on you.
Thanks for that.
Another big announcement. Greg
Blewett's leaving the show. Let's just get a golf clap. Alex Porter's in the studio. Welcome back, young man.
Thanks for having me back.
Our work experience, lad. How you been?
Yeah, all right. It was getting back into training and then we started mountain biking and thought I was very good. Turns out I'm not.
Nah. Oh, no. What's happened?
I came crashing down literally.
He's done it.
Started jumping. Some jumps and then got a bit excited and you ended up over the handlebars.
Again.
Doing a front flip again, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And this time, I thought I got out of it, but I think I've done some ligaments in my arms. They're a bit sore. So now I had a week off the bike.
Well, Alex, at least it's not your noggin.
What the hell are you doing? And the handlebars went again, Burn.
Yeah. You need something.
You know, you've got to be good at something.
I reckon that's a 1 in a million event and you've done it twice. How many times you've ridden?
Probably a million. Well, to be fair, the second time my handlebars stayed on,
I just went over them.
Right. So how many collisions? Where were you? Mountain bike?
I was coming down the trails down Old Belair Road. Well, I was actually off the trails and I thought I'd do a little cool jump up the curb and I didn't actually make the curb.
You did it, Jars. You got ahead of yourself.
Exactly.
I saw that today.
You got ahead of yourself, did you?
So you're back into training?
Yeah, so I've been back in just nothing too serious at this point, just... Okay, stay fit, really. Get off the beer kilos and
You listening, Josh?
Yeah, get ready for the new year.
So the coach has pulled you in, and we're now knuckling down to get some serious training for France.
Yeah, pretty much. He's pretty much said be ready to go come January, February. So it's just...
Skin folds? Do you have them down there? That's been a big talking point.
We do have them down there. I haven't had them recently, thankfully.
But it is
something we still do.
And how's the investigation going with the handlebar situation? I hear it's pretty close to winding up.
Yeah, it is. It's we found out a couple of days ago that we should all be out to the public and we should all know by the end of the month. So we're all just sitting there anxiously. We're very ready to find out what happened.
Could you potentially sue this organisation?
Oh, I've got to find out what the result says.
Triple
first.
M.
Go for it.
I'm suing Triple M.
What for? Potentially.
For bullying from you.
False accusations.
That's me. You two better watch out.
Everything else all right?
Yeah, I mean. If you want to just have a pretty normal chat, life's good, Still walking the dog every morning, Jess.
Why don't you ask Jazz a question? Ask him why he's dressed as Kermit the Frog and why is there a heap of gravy down the front of him?
I tell you what, I definitely don't come in here worried about the hard-hitting questions, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what we did do 2 days ago. We had a calf off. Now, I'm tipping your calves. Mm. Whenever I see cyclists on the road, big calves.
Yep.
Now, I won the calf off in here.
You did?
Give us a look at your calves.
Hang on. You got through to the grand final. I think I passed the early round.
I said you had a tibia with skin wrapped around.
I've been informed recently my legs are getting smaller, apparently.
Oh, hello.
Potentially, but I think I should still get you. Hold on.
We'll just put your
Let's have a look.
Alex, we're in the studio. Go against the window. And, G, you should do it as well.
He's got you in the quad off.
Go on, G. Hang on.
Ooh.
Alex is elite.
Yours
is a little Stansbury, chunky little fat things.
This reminds me, remember that show Man Oh Man that used to be on TV?
Yes,
and then you eliminate the one with the worst calves.
Yeah, I reckon Greg and G would have the same calves.
G's got great calves.
Thanks for noticing, Greg.
You have.
I ride to my bike to work.
G's got me covered.
You ride to your bike.
She's got me covered.
Well, I had the calves of
This would be good.
Well, like a Lance Armstrong.
When he was cheating.
And, that's a bit cold.
And you used to have sausage arms and you still got sausage arms.
Probably a bad example of who you used to ride like.
Yeah, I wouldn't use him as your go-to cyclist from now on.
Name us a couple other cyclists,
Clean ones?
Alex.
I'm Alex
G, she's cyclist.
So everything's all tracking well and it's not long.
before.
No, it's going good. It's good going good.
We're not engaged.
I think we've established that.
It's going about as well as this conversation.
Ask him about, you know, if he's into pottery.
No.
Or,
just
look,
you know, pottery.
No, opera.
There's a lot of opera
the other night, didn't
you? Yeah, I went to the opera last night.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, classing it up. Got to suit up, which is nice.
What happens in opera?
They sing.
But anything else? What issue can they do? Just serve drinks. Honestly, what am I dealing with?
I thought opera was acting.
What are you dealing with?
Mate, thanks for coming in. Our work experience, boys.
But everything's
we'll
all right.
We'll see you again.
So, stay on your bike.
How are you?
Good. Stay on your bike. This is what we did this week, family. Have a listen.
It's Hello. Time to sit back and press play. This is the Rush Hour's Highlight Tapes. It's been another big week for Bernie, Bluey and Jars on the Rush Hour, and this week we welcome back Jarman. Fresh after a week off, and boy, was he fired up. Even on the first break on Monday, Jars came out the gates firing on all cylinders.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
What are you pointing at me?
What are you doing?
He's not meant to go and play the World Cup. We won the game last
he's
night.
He's been on holidays and he comes back and
he's
forgotten his voice.
Commanding things.
You did a Greg Blewett then.
Beautifully done, Jarman. We also learnt this week about Bernie's sneaky trip to the Barossa and how much he respects his mate Blue.
Now, as I mentioned, I went to there for a wedding.
Nice.
I don't go there enough. I know you went there on the Sunday.
Grew up in Angaston, where you were. Yeah, just green, stop at my trophy on... Oh, not my trophy, my statue on the way in.
Yeah, right. Statue, yeah, right.
Statue.
Did you have a look at it?
Yeah, I did. I was busting for a leak.
Meanwhile, Jars, still fresh from the break, was having a huge impact on the show.
Excellent. Good stuff.
What about you?
I got nothing.
He didn't prepare anything.
Oh,
didn't you see the opener?
Changed.
He forgot to speak in the opener.
Bring something. Also this week, we got to show you the high-quality product we can produce when promoting your business. Now, if you want your business advertised on this global Brilliant. Show, the boys will always deliver, particularly Bluey.
It's a great opportunity to be part of a really talented team. To apply now, contact Space Landscape.
Jars, Burn, I missed that. What did he say?
Well, say construction there. Here we go.
Right, OK, let's go back and see how close you were.
To apply now, contact Space Landscape.
Yeah, it's pretty close, boys, but back to promoting your business. Now, if you thought Bluey was professional, wait till you hear Jarman.
So, hit refresh with a Keeper's Dry for simple, refreshing beer. Drink responsibly, family. Drink responsibly.
That one again, you said.
So, hit refresh with a Keeper's Dry for simple, refreshing beer. Drink
But the true professionalism of this show really happens when the boys come together to promote your business.
Why not have a bat with Keno?
Ready, set, Keno!
Gamble responsibly.
He did it.
You got that. Oh, well done. Oh, we're meant to be talking now.
Come on, Chunky.
See? When it comes to your business, we care. And it's not just your business we care about. We care about each other. And we're always checking in.
Actually, talking of hormones, have you sorted your estrogen levels out, Jars?
What's wrong with me?
What's your man boobs?
My man boobs. Yeah. So, what are you laughing for, Bert?
I can't see him.
I got a Frank Costanza problem.
Oh, my, a lot of older men have that. No, not these. These were real Hooters.
They level with your hips.
Oh my God.
Man, Brazier.
Into your nipples or your hips.
I've got nipples now,
Take them into your belt.
Into your belt, Burn. Beautifully done. Surely you'd get the 3 votes this round.
Melbourne, B. Vince, 1 vote.
I would have given you more, Burn. Particularly when you guys do impressions like this.
It's still our best Arnie lines.
I'll be back.
All right, get to the chopper. Get down.
It's not a tumor.
What is, yeah, there's Jay. Nice what about yours, Jazz? Come on. Jar.
Do you know who I am?
What movie? What movie?
Hey,
what
Point movie? Black.
So we might not know movies, but we do offer really good tidbits. Like, if a bunch of bananas is called a hand blue, what's a single banana called?
Finger.
Digit.
A digit. A digit banana. You know,
Did you?
Why, how did we end up with you? Why did management pick you to join this show?
How did we end up with you is the question.
Before you even joined.
And that is going to wrap up another big week for this global show. So until next week, just remember, no one else is doing it.
Oh, I've got tears. Well, no, I've actually got tears.
We've
got
to give Benny a little clap here. Producer Benny. He's good. Well done, mate. That was terrific. Jeez, we have fun.
I didn't think we'd ever say this, but it's good to have you back, Charlie.
Nah, love my boys. Love everyone. Have a good weekend. Take care. Be safe. And we'll no doubt we'll read more about Tim Payne.
Cricket tomorrow for you, Jazz?
Cricket for the Peninsula Pirates.
First game for a while.
I beg your pardon?
First game for a while.
I'll be opening the bat. I've got a new kit.
You wouldn't want to drop a catch.
And you've never dropped a catch. Ever.
Alex?
Bullshit.
Did you hear what I just said?
I don't know if I believe it.
Yes! See you, family. See you, G. Good luck on date night tonight, G.
You'll be nervous sitting under that eyeball, Jazz.